It's from Luke chapter 9, and it's Jesus, he's talking to his disciples, and this is what he says. It's going to come up on the screen as well. And Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life." Okay, kids, so I'm going to need your help. Can anyone remember what Christian told us on Friday? You remember what Christian told us on Friday? Because I... Yeah, that Jesus died on the cross. Christian reminded us how unfair it was that Jesus was arrested, he was tried by the religious leaders, and he was crucified on the cross. Okay, so that's helped me a lot. I've got this bit. So Jesus must suffer many things. He must be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed. Christian showed us that all on Friday. But this last bit is a bit confusing. Surely no one comes back from the dead. Okay, kids, so what I've done is I've done some detective work this week, right? Got my detective hat on. I have scoured the land, I've gone high and low, and I have found two people who saw Jesus. Two people who'd be able to help us understand a bit about this verse. And so we're going to hear from these two people today. And can I invite my first witness up? Witness number one, would you like to come up and see what you can say to help us understand this verse? Witness number one, would you like to introduce yourself? What is your name?
My name's Joseph.
And where are you from, Joseph?
I'm from Arimathea in Judea.
Great. And what's your job?
I'm a politician. I'm part of the Jewish ruling council, and it's our job to govern the people of Israel.
Okay. And how do you know Jesus of Nazareth?
Well, I was a follower of Jesus of Nazareth. I believed that he was God's Messiah. I was there when the other members of the council had him arrested and sentenced to be killed, even though he'd done nothing wrong. It was appalling and unfair, a terrible decision.
Okay, and what happened then?
Well, there was nothing that I could do. I couldn't rescue Jesus. He was handed over to the Romans and they crucified him. But after he died, I plucked up the courage and I went to Pilate and I asked for Jesus' body. I was pretty terrified because I worried the Romans or other members of the Jewish council would come after me if they found out that I was Jesus' follower. But I found the courage, and I took Jesus' body, and I buried him in my own brand new tomb, and rolled a really, really big stone in front of it.
Great. Thank you very much, Joseph. But how do we know anything that you've just told us is true?
Well, I told a man called Luke all about what happened, and he wrote it down in a book, also called the Book of Luke. And it's in your Bibles today.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Joseph. If you want to look up in your Bibles, Luke chapter 23. I'm not on the right page. I'll get there in a second. Luke chapter 23. And we're going to read what Luke wrote down. And it is on page 797. And we're going to start at verse 50. Okay. Now, there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Great. So I think that's helped us a little, kids. We've remembered that Jesus, as Christian told us, would suffer many things, that he would be rejected by the religious leaders, and he'd be killed. And now Joseph has told us that he was killed, and he was buried in a tomb. We still quite haven't got this last bit, so we might need some more help with that later. But I'm going to give us a little sentence to help us remember what we've seen so far. Okay, it's Jesus died and was buried. Everyone say it with me? Jesus died and was buried. And we'll build in that sentence as we go along through the rest of the talk. Great. Now, adults and kids, did you notice all the extra details that Luke records for us in these verses? Luke could have just said, "And Jesus was buried in the tomb." That's really all that Luke needs to tell us so that we can understand the rest of the story. But we don't just get that. We get that a man called Joseph came and got Jesus' body. And it wasn't just any old Joseph. It was Joseph of Arimathea. And in case you went to Arimathea and you found that there were 25 other Josephs, it was the Joseph of Arimathea, who is a member of the Jewish ruling council. And that's a problem, because remember, the Jewish council had so unfairly tried Jesus and sentenced him to death. So he's the Joseph of Arimathea, who was good and upright, who was waiting for the kingdom of God, who did not consent or did not agree with the decision of the Jewish ruling council. And even after that, we get loads more details of what happened, how Jesus was wrapped, what type of tomb he was placed in, and when it happened. And we get all these details, it just packed into these five verses for two reasons. Now, one reason, I'm going to leave for Peter to explain next week, so that's a tantalizing cliffhanger. The next one is that this grounds this story in history. It isn't a once upon a time story in a land far, far away. This is a true story. One that happens on a real Friday afternoon to real people in a real place. It's a fact, not fiction. A true story and not a fairy tale. Okay, so we're going to take a break in our investigation. Remember, we've got to Jesus died and was buried. And we're going to sing a song now. And I'm sure it's a favorite of lots of the kids. And it's a favorite of some of us bigger kids as well. And so we're going to sing Super Savior, and then we'll come back to our investigation. Joanna? And we're going to read what Luke wrote down. And it's, again, on page 797. And it is Luke chapter 23, and we're beginning on verse 55. The woman who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the woman bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the woman, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over it, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering what had happened. Great kids, I get it now. I finally get it. Jesus did rise on the third day. So all of this is true. Jesus was suffered many things. He was rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of law. He was killed, as we found out on Friday. Joseph told us how he was buried. And on the third day, he was raised to life. Isn't that completely amazing? And we get to celebrate that every Sunday, and especially every Easter Sunday. Okay, so we're going to uncover our next bit that we've learned. Okay? Jesus died, was buried, and is raised from the dead. Let's all say it together. Jesus died, was buried, and is raised from the dead. And that's the amazing news that we get to celebrate this Easter Sunday. Okay, now kids and adults, if you've been a Christian for a while, or if you've grown up in a Christian home, saying something like, "Jesus died, was buried, and is raised from the dead," well, it can be as obvious as saying things like, "It gets dark at night." It's just so obvious and so common, it gets boring. We forget its significance. But if you're new to Christian things, or wouldn't describe yourself as a Christian, it may just all seem ludicrous. So whether our attitude is disbelief, or it's just boredom, this passage is a huge challenge to us. Let me put it this way. If you came and told me that your friend who had done nothing remotely remarkable or otherwise newsworthy their entire lives had just come back from the dead, how do you think I might respond? If there's any answers, how might I respond? Naomi. Exactly. That's just silly. I tell them they're completely mad. They've lost it. They've made it up. But Luke tells us here that the woman saw angels who told them that Jesus is risen. And I believe him. And why? Well, part of the answer is just what the angel said. They had reminded the woman about all of the things that Jesus had been telling his disciples again and again, that he would be crucified, buried, and raised to life. Now, if your friend had been saying for months and months that he would die and be raised to life, and then that did happen, he died and was raised to life, well, that's a claim that would be worth looking into. And so, kids and adults, let's all take a moment to think about how amazing this is, that Jesus, who was killed in such a cruel and such a horrific way, who lay dead in the tomb for 2 nights, is alive. He is risen, just as he said would happen. Kids, this news is much, much more exciting than Easter eggs. It's much, much more exciting than school holidays. It's much, much more exciting than a new game or a new toy. It's even more exciting than going on holiday with your family. This news is the best news, the most exciting news. And it remains so. It remains as magnificent, as startling, as wonderful, as amazing, and as true as the day Joanna and the other woman saw the angels at the empty tomb. I finally understood this verse, that Jesus would suffer many things. He'd be rejected by the religious leaders. He would be killed, and on the third day he'd be raised to life. And remember what we've seen? That Jesus died and was buried, and he is raised from the dead. But why? Why did Jesus have to die and be buried and be raised from the dead? Right, has anyone noticed this big question mark? It's been up there the whole time. I suspect there's an answer behind it. So let's look and see. What was Jesus talking about with his disciples just before he said this? Let's find out. Okay, let me read it. Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." And Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. And he must be killed, and on the third day, raised to life again." So Jesus told the disciples that he would have to die, be buried, and rise again after they finally got it, after they finally got that Jesus is God's Messiah. Now, Messiah is a complicated word, but what it means is Jesus is God's promised Savior, the one God promised all the way back from the start of the Bible, who would come and who would rescue his people from their sins, who would die in their place and save them. Jesus' death just isn't something interesting that happened in history. It's not some sort of just some fact that we might learn in our history class. It's something he did with me and with you in mind as well. Jesus died, even though it would be 2,000 years before I'd be born or thereabouts, he died knowing that he was paying for the sins of Adam and Eve. And he didn't just die, he rose again. He proved that he's the Messiah. He proved that he's defeated death. He proved that he's defeated sin. He proved that he's defeated the devil. He proved that his death is sufficient to rescue all of his people. And so the first Easter Sunday was a really, really special day for Joseph and Joanna that we spoke to earlier, because they got to see Jesus' words come true, that he died and would be raised again on the third day, just as he said he would. And it remains a really, really special day for us, because we remember that Jesus, God's Messiah, died and rose to life to rescue us from our sins, just as he said he would. So I'm going to uncover the last bit, and we'll find out the last summary of what we learned today. Okay? Jesus died, was buried, and is raised from the dead to save us from our sins. Let's all say it together. Jesus died, was buried, and is raised from the dead to save us from our sins. One more time. Jesus died, was buried, and is raised from the dead to save us from our sins. Great. And so as you think of Jesus' death and resurrection, kids, this morning, let's not forget to say sorry to God, to say sorry for not having lived his way, and to say thank you that Jesus did die, was buried, and is raised from the dead to save us from our sins. And so it's only right that us, kids and adults together, we say a prayer of confession tonight. We say a prayer of confession every week in church to confess to God that we are sinners and to ask him for forgiveness in his son's name. And so the words are on your service sheet. They're going to come up on the screens as well. So let's join together and say them. I will say the words in normal type, and if you agree, please do say the words that come up in bold. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength, and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone, and doubted our hope, our home in heaven. In your mercy forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. So Easter Sunday is really, really good news, kids, and really, really good news, adults, as well, that we remember that Jesus died and was buried as to save us from our sins, so that we can pray that prayer and be confident that he has rescued us, he has saved us from our sins.